The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliates of Feel Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Now, there were two, so it's you and me, the team.
That's what you say. It always ends up me and you.
Yeah.
It's typical, isn't it? Me and you end up there. Come on, Dad, get involved in this podcast. I fuck off somewhere.
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable.
Crazy. Hey, but that's how it goes.
I need to go to a happier place.
I feel romantic.
Shut up, Fozzie.
Just go to bed, darling.
All right, change the subject.
I've got a bad tummy today, but I don't know what it must have been, that baked potato you gave me last night.
Oh, God, Ozzy, I'm so sorry. It was burnt. It was like a bullet. It was bad.
It was a bit bad, but my tummy's playing for it today. Really woke me up at 5:30 this morning.
Well, it must have been the cheese I put on it. Maybe it was rotten cheese or something.
She put cheese on it as well?
Yeah.
How did you put cheese on a fucking baked potato?
What do you mean? You cut it when it's cooked, you cut it, and then you put some cheese in it.
What did you cut that with? A fucking chainsaw?
I know, it was like a brick.
Fuck, you know.
So, after Christmas, our kids have abandoned us.
Oh, well, here we go again.
No, they'll be back.
They're no off. Baked potatoes this week.
No baked potatoes, no kids.
It always ends up being you at the end, holding the fort, you know.
Today, we've got some questions from our audience. This one is from Genesis.
My question is for Ozzy. When did you know that Sharon was the one for you?
Oh, when did I know Sharon was the one for me? Well, I was attracted to Sharon for many years. We'd see each other in airports and at festivals and different things along the way. She had this infectious laugh. She was fun, you know. And then when I was with Black Sabbath, we were contemplating being managed by her father, who was a big manager at the time. And then I got fired from Black Sabbath, and I thought, I'm done. I'll go back to England. And Sharon knocked at my hotel door one morning and says, I want to manage you. And I couldn't believe it. And then I thought, does she want me? Then we went to San Francisco.
We were with another friend of ours, a guitar player called Gary Moore. And him and his girlfriend and Ozzy and I went on a trip for a weekend to San Francisco.
I thought that was it then.
And when he said he was trying to find my room, we were in a hotel, but I had booked in under another name and Ozzy couldn't find me my room.
All night I was going to say, can I come and watch your telly? That was my pickup line back then.
Very sophisticated, yeah. Ozzy.
I mean, we were meant to be, you know, I think. Not looking back, we were meant to be together.
Yeah, our lives kept crossing from...
It was ridiculous. I'd go, oh, shit, there's Sharon.
Kept bumping into each other every year or
and
so.
And Sharon used to date Tony Iommi before me.
No, I didn't date. He was a friend. I didn't date him.
You didn't date him, so you didn't go to fucking soccer matches with him?
No, but I would go down and see the gigs, and Tony would ask me if I wanted to come down, leave me tickets for the shows, and,
You'd go to Leicester?
Sorry?
You'd drive up to Leicester to see him?
Fucking hell, where did this one come from? All right, next question, please. This one is from Kathy.
Hello, Osbournes. What two qualities can you both share about the other that has kept your love so alive, so strong, so powerful?
Thank you for that, Kathy. One of the qualities for Ozzy is his sense of humor. Always had me laughing, no matter what, and still does. we can be in the worst situation and deal with it, but at the end we still manage to laugh about whatever it is. Ozzy will turn it into humor, and that's a great gift that he has. He's a pain in the ass, but he's never been a diva or pretended to be somebody he's not, or because he was famous, then he acted a certain way. He's always been very true to who he really is, and I really admire that about him. And he's also very generous.
Sharon is like my soulmate. Sometimes I love her, sometimes I don't love her, sometimes I'm angry with her. Sometimes I'm crazy about her. Sometimes I'm very jealous of her. Sometimes I want to fucking kill her. But through it all, at the end of the day, I love her more than anything in the world. I put it this way, I couldn't live without her.
Ditto.
I don't want to live without her. And my love for her now is bigger than it ever has been. We've had a rocky road. What I never could understand, and they used to say, and they both lived happily ever after. That's a bunch of bullshit. Because when you get married, the most heaviest contract you will ever sign in your life. And people today just get married. Oh, well, let's get married. And then 3 weeks later, they get divorced. You know, a marriage is a deal with someone. And, you know, so you fall off the wagon, but you get back on again, you know.
It's weird because so many marriages, when they end, they say, oh, our careers took us away from each other and, you know, we spent too much time apart. But that's only for one time in your life, or it happens, you know, quite regularly. But that's not the rest of your life. And marriage is meant to be for the rest
forever,
of your life.
Till death do us part.
So when people say, oh, you know, our work took us away from each other, well, it's not going to do that in the next 40 years, is it?
You know, I found that Sharon and I have done along the way. From now and again, we've renewed our vows. That's a pretty good tool to have, because you forget what the deal is. You know, oh, the missus, oh, I've fucking done this wrong. She's going to bollock me now. You know, you make mistakes. You do some stupid things. But, I mean, it's a two-way street.
It is.
These last 5 years have been hell, and I've been a pain in the ass trying to recover. But my family have been so fucking wonderful. My wife has worked her ass off trying to help me get my back on my feet. And my kids have been great as well. That is the gift that you get when you have a relationship, a marriage, for better, for worse, in sickness and in health. People want to be the better. They don't want the worse. They want the health. They want to be there for the sickness.
Well, when I was sick with cancer, you used to carry me to the bathroom and back.
But that's what it's about. You don't think twice. Love is such an overused word.
But we do love our dogs.
The love I have for you and my kids is a love that you can't buy.
You can't buy.
And a dog's the only love you can buy.
Yeah, it's true. Well, thank you, Kathy, for that question. Went down well.
That was a good question.
Okay, this next one is from Emma.
Do you have a song that reminds each other of each other? And or did you have a wedding song? Would love to know.
I know I have a song that always, when I listen to it, it touches my heart so much. And that one is Ozzy wrote, Mama, I'm Coming Home.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love that song. We didn't have a wedding song because
no.
We didn't really have a typical wedding.
I want to know about when getting there in jail.
What?
I like that one. Jailhouse Rock. No, trying to be funny.
No, we never did, because we got married on the beach in Hawaii.
No, we got married on the fucking beach.
No, initially when got married. So we had Hawaiian music playing, so it wasn't like we had a wedding band or anything.
My sister Jean came with my mum, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
And your mum.
So there's no song that reminds you of me?
Our life is music, so Crazy Train, that first Blizzard album is very special for me and you.
Yeah.
I mean, people sit up and say to me, do I have a favourite album? An album, if I'll go back to when I was making it, what was it fun? Was it a drag? Was I happy or sad, you know? Because it's like I'll go back to where I was.
When you made it. Those albums were fun.
Oh, yeah. We had some fun there.
Yeah, we did.
Randy was a good guy.
The best. Our wedding day was very unusual.
My stag night.
Hold on here. You got absolutely shit-faced. You never even got out of the van. I don't know where you were going, some club. You never even got out the van because you were already so drunk on the way there.
Well, I had a good time, I think.
In the van by yourself.
I don't remember the wedding, you know.
No, because you were out of it and you never even came in on the wedding night. That's when I told you the manager called and said, your husband is laying in the hall. Will you come and get him? And I said, no, I won't.
So you spent the wedding night on your own?
What? Who the fuck else was I going to spend it with? You were outside comatosed in the hallway.
You wouldn't let me in.
You couldn't even stand to knock the door. And then in the morning you came in and went, I've left something downstairs, I've got to go. And you went back for a second round of drinks.
I must have been having fun.
Yeah, I think you were. It was very enlightening.
Hey everyone, it's Jack Osborne. And the Osborne's podcast is sponsored by Prize Picks, the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. You can literally turn $10 into $250 in just a few taps. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and then place your entry. What I've been loving is Prize Picks' reboot policy. It means that your entry stays in play even if one of your players gets injured. PrizePicks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with an injury insurance policy. So the thing I love most about PrizePicks is how easy it is. The user interface is super simple. It's just like playing a video game. It literally is. You just pick your more or less on the projected stats. You can do it even during the game. So go to prizepicks.com/Osborne's and use the code Osborne's for your first deposit match up to $100. That's right, prizepicks.com/Osborne's. Use the promo code Osborne's for a first deposit match up to $100. Daily fantasy sports made easy.
Okay, this one is from Anne.
My question for Sharon and Ozzy is, what is your perfect date night look like?
Anne is asking, what does our perfect date night look like? Go on, you're silent.
We don't have many, do we?
We're always together, so...
I mean, we work together, we live together.
When I go back to England, when I do my trips back to England,
I think you got a little boyfriend over there.
Oh God, please! I have enough problems in my life. I don't need that. But when I go back to England every couple of months, then we have, you know, for 2 weeks we're away from each other. But other than that, we're always together. If we go out, it's together. Everything.
We occasionally go to the hotel for lunch.
Yeah, there's a hotel here that Ozzy and I have been going to for 100 years. Yeah, so we always go to the same place. We go to the Beverly Hills Hotel and we eat, and sometimes we'll stay there, have an occasional night away from home, and we stay at the hotel. And it's like a second home to us here. So that's basically,
we
I think,
went to Hawaii last year.
Year before.
No, last year.
No, we never went last year. We went the year before. Kelly was pregnant, don't you remember? Kelly was pregnant.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. That's how quickly the time goes. You don't realize.
Wow.
When we went to see one of Ozzy's doctors, and when we got there, he said, how long is it since I've seen you? And we're going, 4 months, 6 months. And then he comes back and he says, no, actually, it was nearly 13 months ago. And we're like, oh,
fuck, time, you know, I mean, it doesn't seem that long ago when I had my 70th birthday.
I know. It's like, you know, it's like the days drip by and the years fly.
I mean, time is, I'll be dead soon.
Shut up. We all will. We're all going the same way. No one's going backwards. So thank you for that question. We're ending it on a happy note. We're all going to die soon. This is a question from Dana. Go on, Dana.
I was dating a guy who would put ketchup on his well-done steak when we would go to nice steakhouses, and it was very embarrassing. Should I have considered that as a reason to break up with him?
Put ketchup on his steak?
Yeah, that's a bit hard. You know, my husband used to put ketchup on his steak.
Oh, you
I know that certain restaurants and certain chefs are so against ever using ketchup on anything, and
what's
I get
wrong with
that.
You, boy, you go to a fucking restaurant, and you if they got ketchup and you want it, you should be allowed to put it on. You're paying for the fucking steak.
I know that, but now, you know, it's like, people who are like professional foodies and certain restaurants don't even have ketchup.
That's a crock of shit.
I know. We're very basic with our food. We don't really like fancy food. And so we're very simple with what we eat.
If you buy a steak in a restaurant and if you want to bring your own, you should be allowed to do it.
But you notice now in restaurants, there are so many restaurants that don't even put salt and pepper on the table. You have to ask for it.
Fuck you, no.
I know. It's. I don't, Dana.
The world's going nuts.
Yeah, it is. But I don't think that's a reason to break up with anybody because they put ketchup on their steak. Yeah, that's a bit hard. Shush. Okay, next one is from Shauna.
What is the most romantic thing you guys have done for each other?
Oh. Oh, that's a good one. I'm a bit of a romantic, aren't I?
You are very romantic. Very, very romantic you are. For me, Ozzy used to come in the morning and bring me breakfast, and he would
pick flowers
from the garden, and he'd write me little notes, and I've saved them all on my breakfast tray, and I used to think that was so lovely.
I mean, I know it's probably sloppy and slurpy, but, you know, every now and again, you got to tell each other, I love you. Because people stop saying nice things. Oh, make me a coffee, get me my breakfast. No matter how long you've been married, you got to tell your wife you love her, buy her dinner or not, or take her out.
But it's always that way at the beginning, isn't it? People are always so
nice to each other in the beginning. In bed and whatever. Then it all fades away. Well, that gets old after a while.
For some people.
Yeah. Well, not for us.
No. What's the nicest thing I've done for you?
Stop spending more money.
Okay. Can't do that.
When she goes out shopping, she'll see something. Oh, Ozzy was like that. She brings me home stuff all the time.
Well, you deserve gifts all the time.
I've started venturing away from my tracksuits. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have. You made an effort today, definitely.
Yeah. So, good question.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Dana. Okay, next question is from Amanda.
My question is, what is the greatest obstacle that you two have faced and are proud to have overcome together?
Well, there's so many. Always a bit of infidelity on my part, which I was always very embarrassed about. And I still am I'm embarrassed.
I think it was probably Ozzy's drinking. We don't have to deal with that anymore, thank God. But I think
I just smoke a lot.
Yeah, and I was always telling you to stop smoking in front of the kids and everything. And then you used to say, stop bullying me. I'm like, I'm just asking you not to smoke.
I think we've gotten closer as we got older, you know.
Yeah, of course we have.
I mean, it's definitely better now, as far as I'm concerned. It's better now than it has ever been.
That's the way it's meant to be.
It's matured proper. you have bad times. As I said in the beginning, you have bad periods and you think, what the fuck is going on? Why don't I get my fair share of the good things? And you feel,
I think it's hard for any couple to live together for years and years and years and not get on each other's nerves. It's human nature.
I was recently thinking, Sharon.
What?
What happened to 42 years?
No, we've been together actual 44 years this year.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
It's gone so quickly. And we've had some fun along the way, haven't we, baby? I do love you.
I love you too, and it's been one hell of a ride so far.
Oh, having kids is something else, especially our kids.
You say kids, they're adults. They're old. Our old kids.
But we still, they'll always be our kids and our babies. Give us their babies now. They're golden now.
But that's what I say. The only good thing about getting old is to have grandchildren.
I don't get to see them as much as I could.
Yeah, your other grandchildren, because they're in England, yeah. Okay, this one's from Jess Marie.
Hi, Ozzy and Sharon. What advice could you give a newly engaged couple who are in their early 20s?
I would say wait a while before you go to the marriage. Stay engaged for a while, wouldn't you, sir?
Yeah, I thought exactly the same thing in your early 20s. Yes, stay engaged, live with each other, but don't rush and get married. Make sure, because when you're in your early 20s, there's so much that people want to do with their lives.
Especially now, there's some. They say you're an adult. You're not an adult.
Yeah, have some life unmarried before you get married. It's, you've got your entire life to be with him, so don't rush into anything.
No, there's so many things to do. There's so much temptation. When you're 21, you're not an adult.
Of course you're not.
Do you?
Nope, not at all. Not at all.
Early 30s, late 20s.
Yeah, I'm glad that I never got married early.
And I am.
Okay, good luck with your engagement.
Good luck. I hope it works.
Oh, first guy we've got, Johnny. Okay, let's hear it.
I've been with my girlfriend for 9 years now, and I bloody can't stand her. How on earth do you keep the fire going? Especially in the bedroom.
Oh, my God, Johnny, you're funny.
What's
up? Johnny says he's been with his girlfriend 9 years and he can't bloody stand her.
Oh, Liv.
I think he was being sarcastic. I don't think he meant it.
If you did mean it, John, leave. Get somebody you want to be with. Because if you don't like her, and she thinks you do, that's a bit unfair.
Yeah, I think that if you say that, how do you keep it going, especially in the bedroom, then she's not the one for you. So good luck with that. Okay, Hunter, what's your question?
I just wanted to ask Sharon a silly little question. What is it like knowing that some of the best love songs ever written are about her? I was wondering what her thoughts were.
Oh, it's an amazing feeling to think that you can move someone to write such a, beautiful songs. And it's there forever. And after I'm gone, my kids will have it and my grandkids will have that music and know why it was written. And it's a great feeling.
I'll write one for Kelly,
You're going to write a song for Kelly?
I'm going to write one for Kelly.
Yeah, that will be nice. Be lovely. Yeah, it's a really special gift, to have a song written or a poem written about you that other people enjoy too. It's an amazing gift. Okay, this question's from Ceci.
Hi, my name is Ceci, and I have a question for Sharon. How do you separate being a wife and then being, a business partner, a manager to Ozzy, especially during the addiction kind of era? How do you were able to separate both, your personal life and work?
Thank you, Sassy. It's a very hard job, actually. And Ozzy will tell you many times he would say to me, are you speaking to me as a manager or a wife? Because if you really cared about me, you wouldn't make me do this, whatever it was I was asking him to do. So it does get blurred lines. And
my line was, are you speaking to me as a wife? But I was a fucking asshole of a manager.
It's, yeah, you get blurred lines with it because you want to do the right thing. And say if Ozzy wasn't, you know, feeling well and I'm like, you can't cancel, you've got to go on, you've got to do this, you can't let people down. And then he would say, what about my feelings? It comes with a lot of pressure doing both, but somehow we managed to keep it going and it's worked, but it is blurred lines. Oh, this one's anonymous.
Hi, Ozzy and Sharon. What is something that you would encourage people in today's culture to better their marriage?
Well, Mr. Anonymous, listen, it's people throw in the towel too easily. It's like everybody's standards now or expectations are so high on marriage.
You don't have to get married, I don't think, anymore. Marriage is a thing of the past.
Do you think so? I still think that especially women, they want the marriage. They want the full commitment.
But you don't have to get married.
No, you don't have to.
The philosophy I have. But don't give up at the first bad turn, you know.
Yeah, people do give in too easily and it's like nothing to be married 3-4 times. I don't know how people can do that. Set up home with another one and this is I couldn't do it.
I've been married twice in my life. I've said to you many times, if we ever did split, I wouldn't fucking get married again. Fuck that. To invest all that time into a Meryl Streep's just got married after someone like 40.
No, divorced.
It's divorced after 40-something years. Why?
She wants her freedom. Who knows? You know, people...
I mean, it's a bit fucking late.
I always think that people's relationships are so interesting. I get obsessed with watching people's relationships. They're all a bit crazy. I know we're crazy. That's expected, but...
Well, we know we're crazy.
Okay, this is from Leah.
I was wondering if you were spending an evening together at home alone, what takeout or delivery would you order? Love you guys. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Leah. Okay, it goes like this. It's either pizza, burritos, chicken salad...
Sharon don't cook, so everything we eat is... takeaway food anyway.
Yeah, and like I said before, we like very simple food. We're not like foodies.
Our daughter, she's on this vegan thing and it tastes like fucking prison food.
That's our eldest daughter, Amy. She's been a non-meat eater for so many years.
Fuck, you know.
We do spend a lot of time on our own though at night.
Yeah. We go to bed very early and I watch my iPad. YouTube, and Sharon's got a TV by the side of the bed.
And my phone and my iPad. I go the three.
One thing is with Sharon, she is always, always on the phone. And I saw a T-shirt the other day, he said,
I wish you looked at me as much as you look at your phone. Yeah.
She's on the phone all day and all fucking night. My wife has withdrawal symptoms. If you can't find the thing.
Oh, now listen at you. You were the one that would say to me, those phones are so rude. I hate them. They're rude. And who is always on his phone?
No. What I do find to do is text people because it takes the time away waiting for you to get off your phone. And I don't listen to an argument on it.
Yeah, blame me. Okay, that's it, Leah. Thank you. Next question is from Juan.
Ozzy and Sharon, do you guys still love each other as the first time since you guys met?
Oh.
I love her more.
I love my husband so much more than when we first met.
I was a bad boy for many years.
The love has just got better, deeper, and we're blessed to have found each other.
I mean, it must really suck when people have like affairs for like 10 years and then they get found out. That must really hurt.
I can only imagine. It's heartbreaking. It breaks people, you know, and then you have to fix yourself again. It's unthinkable for me.
I'm not interested.
Moving right along, Juan. Okay, question from Jacob.
How did you guys manage your relationship, home life, with Ozzy's touring life?
It was tough, and the way we managed it was to all be on the road together. And when the kids were little, it was very easy to do that until they got to about...
But you're my manager, you most of the time, you're with me on the road anyway.
Yeah, but the children too, how did we keep it going? So they came, would come with us as much as possible.
We would get our tours going to coincide with the school break.
Yeah, we would always tour summer.
When Amy was born, she's travelled more than anybody, she has, Amy.
Yeah, she used to have a crib in the back of the bus, and that was it.
I mean, she came to Japan.
Oh, she came around the world with us about 3 times, you know. Mm. It just,
And then when they grew older, we got them in their own bus.
That's right. When the kids were older, they had their own bus with a nanny in there, and they were like, it was chaos. It was the gremlin bus. They used to
do all kinds of crazy things.
It's probably the first time it's been known for a kids to have their own tour bus with their nanny. But yeah, our kids did.
I took Jack on the road with me when he was a little guy. And we're driving for hours, and I'm thinking, this kid's got to be missing his mom. And I got all sad and that lump in my throat. And I felt really sad for him, you know.
On his own?
Yeah. But he was all right, you know.
He loved going on the road with you. We used to help all the crew guys move equipment, and they used to give him a little flashlight and his pass. He loved it.
And then he had that scooter we used to go on.
Yeah. Oh, this question is from Misty. Let's hear it.
What are your thoughts on migrating to Mars?
What do you want to go to fucking Mars for? There's nothing there. Just take a car and drive to the fucking desert for a few weeks. It's the same.
No, there's things that are alive in the desert.
You can't breathe. You can't get it's freezing cold. What do you want to go there for?
I've never been into space travel. I'm terrified. It's bad enough here, let alone there. So I've no desire.
Why are they so bent on going to Mars? Because Earth won't last. Well, Mars is fucked up already.
Don't ask me anything. I'm still trying to figure out what a fucking black hole is, so don't ask me.
I know what a black hole is.
Shut up. This is from Ricardo.
My question is, who was the person that made each of you starstruck when meeting them in real life?
Okay, I'm a big Beatles fan. When I first met Paul McCartney, it was like meeting Jesus Christ for me. And he was a very nice man. He was a very nice man. When I got a Grammys last year, he phoned up with my producer to congratulate me. That was very, very, very special.
For me, it has to be Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, yeah. And Elizabeth Taylor, yeah.
Yeah, she was just amazing to meet her. And I wasn't disappointed because so many Robin Williams. Oh, God, yeah.
So when Sharon was sick with cancer, I felt bad about leaving her just in the house, you know. So I got him to ask if Robin Williams would come around and see her. But Sharon loved him.
Oh, I absolutely was so in awe of his talent and his kindness. And he came in and he got into bed with me and told me jokes for a couple of hours. And it wasn't just like he popped his head around the door, hi, how you doing, and left. He was a good 2 hours with me and he was just amazing, made me feel so good. Yeah, amazing man. So, okay, thank you for that question. This is from Teresi.
If you could go back to a moment in time, what moment would that be?
I would like to go back to the 20s.
Yeah, I know. You love that time. I know you watch all those old movies and you're fascinated with that time.
I mean, 30s and say to 45 must have been pretty heavy.
Yeah, but you didn't. You've only seen it in movies and plays and things.
I've seen a lot of the history there. It must have been scary.
Yeah. I don't know. If I could do anything, I'd go back to the 80s.
Yes, in the 80s.
Yeah. 80s was a time everybody was so nice. 70s and 80s, everybody was so nice. There was so much fun. Life was fun.
But you know, all the creepy stuff that you're hearing about now must have been going on then.
I don't think it's as much as there is now. Believe me. Everybody hates everybody else. It's ugly. It's just... Can you remember those times everybody was just having such great fun everywhere in the world? It was a great time to be alive. I often think of the kids that are kids right now in this ugly world that we live in.
But it's gone so quickly. The ages doesn't seem that long ago to me. It's like 50 years.
I know. Fuck that. In the 80s, I mean, how much fun did we have?
Oh, every day.
Well, I mean the 70s too.
Now it's like changes every fucking week. The phones.
Yeah.
And the technology. But in the 70s, it was albums. It was great to have an album, a double sleeve album. And you could buy an album and read all the info. Now it's fucking, you don't get that anymore.
Yeah, but albums are coming back. People love having albums now. They do.
But is it as good as it was?
It's it's not as big, but it's definitely growing. The
people don't want to buy albums. The album goes in the chart and it disappears.
It's all about separate tracks now. People, you know, they don't want to buy a whole body of work. They'll take the tracks
Having a concept album are gone.
Oh, yeah.
Like Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah. Kids today don't know what a concept album is. They've got no idea.
Yeah.
Okay, this is our last question coming up, and it's from Neil.
Ozzy's probably beyond the realms of Viagra. So my question is to Sharon. Do you know a good drill dome maintenance technician? Much love.
What's his name? Neil, you're a little old pervert, aren't you?
What was his question?
He wanted to know if I know of a good dildo maker.
That's a bit rude, Neil.
I don't need one. I got my husband. So thank you, Neil.
That's the end of the show, I believe.
Yeah, it is. And
we had some great questions, Mrs.
We did, Mister. So it was great hearing everybody's voices too. And
last question was a bit stupid.
Oh, he's just a perv. He was probably playing with himself as he recorded it. But anyway, thanks everybody for the questions.
Thank you. It's been great fun. I've had a lot of fun today, haven't you?
Yeah. I'll have. And then there was
me and
two.
The Mrs. O.
That's it. Mr. and Mrs.
I love you, Bubby.
Love you too.
And I love the questions. Thank you very much.
What's left on your bucket list to do together as a couple?
I always wanted to go to the pyramids. Always. Yep.
Me too. Valley of the Kings.
I saw the Mayan pyramids in Mexico.
Yes, yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I would love to see the pyramids.
I want to go on like a good driving holiday through Italy.
Oh, yeah, that's just I'd like to get a bus and go and spend a tour bus,
yeah.
A couple of nights in a remember when we stayed at that little hotel?
Yeah, sure.
Rick Rubin bought a little village.
I know, we could go visit Rick on our trip, Portofino.
Yeah, Portofino, yeah.
I loved it there.
The food, we love Italian food as well.
Yeah, we do. That's the only thing I can cook is pasta, and I probably overcook that.
But you do.
I do, yeah, I know. I want to say thank you to everybody out there because we've hit over 200,000 subscribers.
That's great.
And I want to say thank you. We appreciate it. And everybody out there, like, hit, follow us, subscribe to us, and hopefully we'll entertain you. So thank you. And thank Rumble and everybody. So thank you. It's made us very happy. Yeah, it's great news. Thank you.